This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Humanitarian actors are gearing up to find solutions for vulnerable communities hardest hit by the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, including millions of children missing out on meals now that their schools have closed, the World Food Programme, or WFP, said on Friday. Because of the pandemic, up to 300 million primary school children are vulnerable, WFP spokesperson Elizabeth Beers said in Geneva.
Nearly 30 countries where WFP implements food feeding programme have so far reported partial or countrywide closure of school. This means that nearly 9 million children are no longer receiving WFP school meals, and that number is set to rise in coming days and weeks.
Ms. Beers said that for many children, school was the only place where they received a square meal. To ensure that they continue to receive assistance, WFP plans to deliver rations for the whole family. Meanwhile, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, has said that it's working round the clock to ensure that aid supplies continue to reach those in need. Some 100 million people require support globally in war zones or other emergency settings. Many live in cramped conditions and with limited or no access to proper sanitation or basic health services, OCHA's Jens Laka said.
The world needs to continue support for the most vulnerable, including through UN-coordinated humanitarian and refugee response plans. To stop COVID-19 anywhere, it must be stopped everywhere. If we do not break transmissions worldwide, the virus could cycle back to countries who thought they were safe.
Ahead of the likely launch of a COVID-19 global humanitarian response plan next week, Mr. Laka said that the way aid is distributed may have to change to prevent the spread of infection. This will likely include banning relief distribution points where many people gather for food or other assistance and finding alternatives. Finally, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has airlifted 93.5 tons of emergency aid for Sudanese refugees in Chad, it announced. Clashes in El Geneina, in Sudan's West Darfur state since last December, have forced more than 16,000 people to flee violence and cross into neighbouring Chad. Spokesperson Andrei Mahechich said that the refugees, who are mostly women and children, are staying in the open or in makeshift shelters with little protection from the elements. He added that refugees are being relocated further away from the borders for their safety, and that shelter, food, water, and basic healthcare were urgently needed. The UNHCR chartered jet landed in the Chadian capital, N'Djamena, on Thursday evening with thousands of essentials, including blankets, jerry cans, mosquito nets, solar lamps, as well as one ambulance. Daniel Johnson, UN News.